Welcome to Explore, Teach, Conserve, or the ETC podcast by the University of Minnesota Extension. I'm Nate Meyer, your host today, and we are excited to talk with Amy Rager from the University of Minnesota Extension's Minnesota Master Naturalist Volunteer Program. We'll share some updates about the program, including some overwinter activities for your local surroundings. This season, we changed our podcast name to Explore, Teach, Conserve, or the ETC. Amy shared about where that title comes from and why it's important to our extension programming.
We started this program 16 years ago, and we wrote some chapters with some content. And then at the end, we added a section called Explore, Teach, Conserve. And that was really designed to help people learn more about the content in each chapter. So if you think about Explore, what we wanted to do was give people examples of places they could go to discover the things they learned about in the chapter. So a great example is if you're learning the prairies biome and you've just studied geology, we would suggest in the Explore that you would visit Pipestone National Monument or Blue Mountain State Park. Great examples of prairie geology. In the Teach section, we give our volunteers examples of lesson plans if they're going to go out and teach the general public and do some interpretive activities. And then Conserve gives us suggestions of organizations that the volunteers could check out to learn more about content. For example, the chapter on interpretation suggests that volunteers should learn more about the Minnesota Naturalist Association, where they could meet professional naturalists or others who would have similar interests in nature and outdoor activities.
It's midwinter 2021, and the pandemic is still impacting our programs across the University of Minnesota. Amy shared some ways the Minnesota Master Naturalist Volunteer Program is adapting in the new year.
Sure. Minnesota Master Naturalist has been working hard to think about our volunteers and about how we can engage with them. Currently, we are planning to host two online Big Woods Big Rivers sections starting in the early spring, looking forward to offering two Northwoods Great Lake classes over the summer, and two prairies and potholes online, of course, in the fall. We're hoping to work with our instructors to open up more in-person opportunities as the pandemic conditions enable us to do in-person gathering. We're also in the process of planning our annual conference, Gathering Partners. It's scheduled for May 13th through the 15th. We are featuring the North Shore of Lake Superior and offering a Leave No Trace online training. This year, we'll be using a professional online conference platform to help deliver the concurrent sessions in a Zoom-type presentation fashion. And we're really looking forward to offering some in-person field trips if possible, but that we'll need to follow the most current and COVID safety guidelines for that. During the pandemic time, the Minnesota Master Naturalist Program is also reaching out to the volunteers in a couple of ways online. We have instituted a Nat Chat that's happening once a month on Monday afternoons, and we're talking about different topics each time. We have four of them scheduled. We've had a couple. The first one was really for chapters to introduce themselves. And at that meeting, we had a representative from each chapter in Minnesota talk about what their chapter does. Master Naturalists can join a chapter, but it's not required. Chapters work together throughout the state. We have 11 chapters in Minnesota right now. They do different projects. Some do service projects together. Most of them provide advanced training for all the members in the chapters. Some have dues, some don't. It's really a flexible way for Master Naturalists to stay connected with people who are like them and of fellow Master Naturalists.
Amy also talked about 12 weeks of winter, a series of new activities that Minnesota Master Naturalist volunteers and others can take part in near their homes.
Being a native Minnesotan, I actually find winter to be my favorite season. So thinking about how could we engage our volunteers over the winter, I came up with the idea that we would do 12 weeks of winter. And each week we'll be offering a new activity for people to try. It'll provide a fun activity that anybody can go outside and do. Some examples, you can go owling, go tracking, go stargazing are the three that have been shared already. And each week a new activity posts with the how-tos and links for places to get more information to do the activities. Generally, all the activities are free and things you can do no matter where you live. You can do them alone or with your family, whatever pod of people you're able to hang out with during this time.
And if folks have missed an activity
they can go back and do it throughout the winter, right? The activities don't end.
Correct. Each week we add a new one, but the previous activities are still visible on the Natural Resources blog on the Extension page. And you can find that page by Googling University of Minnesota Extension Natural Resource News.
Amy is an avid naturalist who has enjoyed plenty of opportunities to nature and place over the winter. She shared some of her favorite discoveries.
So I actually had never really gone out owling on purpose. So we did this. We did this at home. And then first we drove around Lacouparra Lake looking for owls. And lo and behold, we actually found them. Now, as I was writing this, I thought, yeah, I don't know if people see owls, but we really did. We saw a great horned owl. Very exciting. So get out and go owling because it can really happen. And then many of you know I grew up in northeastern Minnesota, and I had never been to Saxon Bog in the context of going birding. Now, our family has a cabin in that area, so we're there all the time, but we never go birding as an activity. So we headed to the bog with the intent to bird, and it was really quite fun. We did not see any owls in the bog, but we saw tons of other species of birds and really had a nice day. Driving around, you know, looking at the snow and the trees and having some time, family time together. So it was well worth the time to head up to the bog or to head out with your group of people and do some outdoor birding in the winter.
Amy also talked about what she'll be looking for in the next month or two.
Yeah, so we have, of course, every week a new activity we'll post for the 12 weeks of winter. And we're going to share ideas about winter bird feeding, kind of the how-tos, what attracts what kind of birds. We're going to give you a recipe to make some cakes for your bird feeder if you're interested. We're going to tell you how to go hiking under the full moon. This is really cool. If you've never done it, you really should go outside when the moon is full and the snow is there. It's very fun. And we are going to teach you how to look for winter white animals in Minnesota that actually turn white in the winter. We're going to help you look for track, scat, and sign. And then we're going to do a cool lesson on investigating snowflakes up close.
Finally, I asked Amy about a hashtag or a brief message that she wishes would really take off right now, like millions of people are sharing it.
I'm kind of into my Trail Tuesday options. Every Tuesday, I get out and do a little video. We started this because of the pandemic and just wanted people to be able to see that there's still an opportunity to get outside and relax and, you know, take a deep breath and just enjoy what's around you. And I have found that this has been really good for me. It forces me to go outside. Every Tuesday morning I do it. And it's funny, I head to a local gas station. I get myself a little breakfast. I drive to my local state park. I do my hike. The whole thing has become a routine, but it really is something that I look forward to every week. So I would encourage everyone to get out and do a Trail Tuesday and share them on our Facebook page, Minnesota Master Naturalist. And we'd love to see what you're seeing. It's fun. I mean, and you don't have to just show us, you know, a trail hike. Show us what's in your yard. Show us what's blooming. Show us your snow. We want to see everything. Just go outside and enjoy something outdoors.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of the ETC. Huge thanks to Amy for joining us. Search for University of Minnesota Extension Natural Resources News to find the 12 days of winter activities while the weather is still cold and snowy. Visit extension.umn.edu/master-naturalist to learn more about that program and other upcoming opportunities. This episode was recorded over Zoom from our homes during the coronavirus pandemic in 2021. We hope you enjoyed the opportunity for some advanced training during your daily walk, while gardening, or while sitting at your desk. Give us a thumbs up or drop a comment to let us know you value the podcast. Pass it along to others. We look forward to sharing another episode soon. Stay safe, be healthy, and we hope you enjoy nature and place.